The longest intro in daily soundcheck history takes place April 2nd, 1998 at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and we have the opening Tube Jam. And yes, folks, I know you know that date. It's the Island Tour. And when you go to the Island Tour and you start covering the music from that, you got to play a lot because it's about the peak in Phish history. That Tube Jam kind of lays it all on the table right from the opening jam. They kind of show you this groove funk that takes over for 4 days. And I think this tube is one of my favorites. Just love the groove they settle into. That little stop, start, stop kind of toward the end. It's pretty freaking awesome. So welcome back, everybody, to episode 61 of the Daily Soundcheck. I am your host, Mike Lawn Memo Minio. And good to have you back. Appreciate everyone who's been catching up with the Daily Soundcheck. I've had a lot of people send me some tweets and messages letting me know they caught up while we haven't recorded here in a couple weeks. And I appreciate that. Giving me a little love is always nice. There's a lot of hard work that goes into the show. So, you know, I love the power from the peoples, everybody. Thank you very much. You can always check us out at thedailysoundcheck.com. You can make sure you're following along on Twitter at Lawn Memo. If you're listening on Spotify or iTunes, please give us a nice review. Those go a long way to helping out the show. The Daily Soundcheck is a proud partner of the Osiris Podcast Network, which you can find at osirispod.com. Recently, we just joined up with Jambase, which I'm very excited about. Have had some friends over there for a number of years and excited to work with them. They also have an absolutely fantastic podcast, the Jambase Podcast, and great guests on the show. Awesome music, great breakdowns when Phish is playing. Very, very, very awesome podcast. Make sure you're following along. Let's get into it. We've got some amazing music to play for you. I hope you got your lists into the Island Tour. I mean, few dates when they come around on the calendar can you just automatically remember what's going on. And when April turns, you know that the Island Tour is coming. And every time the anniversary hits, I know I watched and interacted with a bunch of you. Everybody re-listens to the Island Tour. Why? Because it may be the peak in Phish. It has everything. It has incredibly well-played songs, awesome jams, funk, grooves, you know, great type 1 jams on top of type 2 jams. It's got a little bit of everything. And it also has its unique sound. And it's a continuation, you know, of the fall 1997 tour, of course, and kind of breeze into 1998. And, you know, that's what makes it so special. So, you know, when, you know, there's a few dates when you can just rattle off, you know, there's 11-17-97, McNichols, you know, 6-14-00, you know, Japan. And you can just really quick, you know, for everybody across the board. But I think Island Tour, everybody knows the dates. And those 4 days are very, very special. So we're going to cover the sound checks. We have two venues to cover. The Island Tour took place over two different venues in 4 days. And we're going to start out with the first, which is the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The first 2 days took place Thursday, April 2nd, 1998, at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. And then Friday, the following day. Now, the Nassau Coliseum is in Uniondale, and that's about 7 miles east of Queens on Long Island. It opened in 1972, and it was the New York Islanders' home from 1972 to 2015. Now, the Islanders play most of their games at the Barclay Center in Brooklyn, but they miss their home at the Nassau Veterans Memorial, and so they now play about 20 of their home games there on Long Island, so they kind of split their games in the regular season and a couple of playoff games between the two venues. The Long Island Nets of the NBA G League also play at the Nassau Veterans Memorial, and the Nets also played from 1972 to 1977 at the Veterans Memorial Coliseum. Now, the Nassau Veterans Memorial holds about 18,511 for concerts. A couple interesting notes that took place at the Nassau Coliseum. Elvis played there June 22nd through the 24th in 1973. But more interestingly, right before his death, 6 days before, he was scheduled to open his summer tour August 22nd, 1977 at the Nassau Coliseum. So he died right before the first opening act right here at this famous arena. The Beach Boys played there June 19th, 1974, and they were joined by Elton John and Paul Simon for the encore. So, I mean, that's a pretty freaking awesome show. Bowie, Zeppelin, Floyd, The Wall was played there, Marshall Tucker Band. Billy Joel retired a number of 69 for the amount of times he's played there. And Springsteen has played there many times. Genesis, The Dead's been there a bunch of times. And Madonna. Also, the Nassau Veterans Memorial is very famous for a pretty huge wrestling history taking place there. So, if you're a wrestling fan, you know this venue quite well. Now, the other two shows would take place Saturday, April 4th, 1998, and Sunday, April 5th at the Providence Civic Center in Providence, Rhode Island. Now, we covered the Providence Civic Center in episode 40, and that was from December 29th, 1994. So there's a lot of stuff there, so make sure if you want to, we don't want to get back too much into that, but you can check out that episode. But the Providence Civic Center, also known now as the Dunkin' Donuts Arena, and if you remember the Baker's Dozen, that was the whole brainchild of the different donuts and the Boston Cream mashup that all took place at the Dunkin' Donuts Center, which used to be this Providence Civic Center. So I'll just remind you of that real quick. So we're not going to touch on that too much. We're going to kind of get into a little bit about the island tour. You know, a couple people sent me just a couple things they wanted to share. Our good friend that is at backinmyday.net, Todd, that was on for Amy's Farm. And he, you know, he said it was just such a short announcement. It was really hard ticket, one of the hardest tickets he can remember. And I know Todd's been to 400 or 500 shows. So he talked to me at, you know, when it happened and told me he wasn't in love with the island tour. And it was a different sound, and some people that had been following the band for a long time, it wasn't really their cup of tea. But now Todd is completely in love with it and can't get enough of it. So, you know, sometimes fish knows maybe what we want to hear, maybe before we actually hear it. A guy named Adam Metcalf, number 9, told me he was pounding black and tans from Saranac in the parking lot, which brought back quite a bit of memories for me. Saranac Brewery, just outside of Utica, New York here. Last rewind, on Twitter, he said that Trey said, if you want to take off after the, you know, before they got to the encore, go right ahead. And he said the whole front row in front of him left. So he was completely baffled that people left during a fish show when Trey told them they could go. So I didn't see any of that or know anything about that. So I thought that was an interesting thing. So thanks, Last Rewind, for sending that in. So let's get to the sound checks because we've got a lot of music to play for you. Now, the first part of the sound check takes place from the first day of Island Tour at Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum, and this one took place on April 2nd, 1998. Now, for this sound check, we have Funky Bitch, it goes into a jam, and then we have Birds of a Feather. Now, the Funky Bitch is pretty straightforward, and then you get this kind of cool jam out of it that we've kind of heard in some of the other sound checks, but this is really funky, and it's really got a hell of a groove, and it's super smooth. But kind of the more interesting one is the Birds of a Feather, which clocks in at about 10 minutes. Birds of a Feather would debut at the Island Tour, so that's, you know, they're really trying to work on it. It would debut in the second set of this first night. And this Birds of a Feather is excellent. There's some incredible tones from Trey's guitar. It's another really up-tempo, but groovy at the same time. I think that's kind of one of the ways I describe the Island Tour sound, is it's really groovy, but it's still like full throttle. It's just an amazing way that they played to be able to kind of bring both of those sounds to you. This is a really excellent type one jam. So we have Funky Bitch clocking in at 3.5 minutes. The Nassau Jam is almost 6. And then Birds of a Feather clocks in at 10 minutes. So we're going to play those three for you. We'll come back. I'll talk about the next three, which come from Providence Civic Center. So again, we have Funky Bitch, the Nassau Jam, and Birds of a Feather from April 2nd, 1998 at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum in Uniondale, New York. Thank you.
to receive invitations for tea. Perhaps you will laugh and you'll make them all smile. Or maybe you'll join them, cause it had to be. Perhaps you'll forget that you forgot for a while.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside.
Although at first chance, you thought you could run, but you won't take a chance. It's not an experience if they don't bring someone along. They turn out the tunnel, they bottle inside. They turn out the tunnel, they strut outside.
Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside.
feather are flocking outside. Birds of a feather are flocking outside. Woo! I can do that pretty good. I'm just a little bit more, yeah, even a little tiny bit more, I mean, but then I'm pretty good, yeah.
So, pretty awesome sound check from that first day. I particularly like the birds, but it really doesn't hold a candle to what took place 2 days later, the first day of the Providence Civic Center, and that's Saturday, August 4th, 1998. And you could tell just after a couple days of grooving and playing together just how tight the band was and the exploration that was going down. And in this sound check, we have one of the all-time greats. So the Island Tour sound check as a whole is really amazing, but as one day, this is, it's right up there. It takes place with the Providence Soundcheck Jam, which clocks in at just a touch over 9 minutes. And it's this high-energy swing groove, and it's at the height of their powers. It's rocking high energy with an underlying funkiness, and Trey's leading and grooving all at the same time. All the sounds seem like they're composed. It's amazing that this is a sound check, and it's not just, you know, being rehearsed and worked on in the studio. Paige works in some Axel F teases from Beverly Hills Cop, and it's Pure Fire from Note One. This is an awesome 9 minutes. But the gem, and a lot of people's, you know, mention this among their all-time favorite sound checks, is the Shafty, which takes place after. And this Shafty is 15 minutes long. And if you want to talk about grooves, this Shafty is about as groovy as it gets. It's slow. You've got that kind of cocaine steroid feel to it. And it's full throttle attack while still chilling in a rocking chair. It gets type 2 toward the end with an amazing, cool, rhythmic soundscape. This Shafty, it brings the goods. And you're going to love it. And then we finish off with one of my all-time favorite Fish songs, Rogue. And if you ever were confused and didn't know how to actually say it, they say it many times for you at the end as they start to chant it at the very end and yell it. It's pretty fun. So this soundcheck is absolutely incredible. So sit back and relax. You've got the Providence Soundcheck Jam, Shafty and Rogue from April 4th, 1998 at the Providence Civic Center in Providence, Rhode Island. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really like Rogaine.
And there we go. Fish, I love Rogaine as well, buddy. I love it too. And thanks everybody for checking out the Island Tour soundcheck. It's pretty amazing stuff. I hope you had as much fun listening as I had bringing it to you, doing all my research and diving back in. You know, it's a labor of love, and I love the Island Tour, and I can't imagine anybody doesn't. So thanks for checking out the Daily Soundcheck. This was episode 61. We will have a new outro today, brought to you by my good friend Mike Ganser of Aqueous, who made this especially for me in the show. So thanks so much, Mike. It's pretty kick-ass. So thanks, everybody, for joining. I hope you enjoy your weekend, enjoy your fish, and peace be the journey.
This is Mike Ganser of Aqueous letting you know the Daily Soundcheck is part of the OSIRIS Network. OSIRIS connects you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about the artists and topics you love. Visit OSIRISPod.com to check out our shows. OSIRIS works in partnership with Jambase, which connects music fans with the music they love and empowers them to go see live music. Check them out at jambase.com.